Hey everyone, welcome back. If you're tuning in, you're tuning into class two of our virtual and digital detox program. I'm your host, Coach Annika. I've welcomed back our special guest, Paul Kriegler, or Coach Paul, who is our national program manager of all nutritional products, including detox. So welcome back, Paul. And what's great today, so we're beginning week two. So if you're like me, a lot of you probably are feeling super confident. You got a week under your belt. You're feeling great. You've got a lot of expectations still. Maybe you've already started to experience some new symptoms or some newer results. Paul, why don't you tell them kind of a little bit about, we talked last week about what's kind of going on inside their body during week one. Is it sort of the same thing this week, or what's kind of happening through their body over the next 7 days?
Yeah, after you know, 5 to 7 days of getting through week one, most of the rough patches, or almost all of the rough patches that you might have gone through, should be gone for now, for good, actually. Many of the participants are probably feeling a little bit lighter, a little more energetic, a little slimmer through the midsection, I would suspect. And all in all, they're probably feeling really confident that they know what their next meal is. They know how they're going to feel at 3 p.m. They just feel like they're settled into a healthier rhythm in their total lifestyle.
That's awesome. And I know I get a lot of questions of what should I expect? Is it just like week one? And what should my typical day? And you kind of just run the same play. It's, hey, focus on getting enough water in, because that's important for detoxing and energy. It's getting enough protein and just ample good nutrition throughout your day. The only new thing that really happens this week is during day 11, we actually bump up the shake. So if you've been doing the kit, you're used to doing one shake per day. My recommendation for most individuals is have that first shake right away for morning as your breakfast recipe. But that second one, I always get that question of how should I do that? Or where should I sink that in? Should that replace a meal? And really, it's kind of, I think you would agree, it's kind of up to the individual. But how do you usually recommend getting the second shake in?
Yeah, the second shake is pretty easy to add for most people as an afternoon snack. Whether you mix it with a little unsweetened almond milk or cashew milk or coconut milk, or even just mix it in water with a shaker bottle, either in the early afternoon between lunch and dinner or as a nighttime snack. I think that's another easy place to put it in, as kind of a dessert treat after dinner. You can doctor it up with a little almond butter or cashew butter that you suggested in class one. One of my favorite things to add is like double chocolate Life Greens, for example. It's just an added boost of some more plant nutrients and antioxidants, and a little bit of flavor boost to the shake.
Tell them about that Life Greens also, because I recommend that often, and I forget that that's actually detox approved. So that adds not just flavor to the shakes, but how do you usually describe it to people?
You know, so many people have challenges getting enough fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, and adding a greens powder is one of the easiest ways to increase your plant nutrient intake. So we all know that we should be getting more plants in our diet, more vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants or phytonutrients from plants. And the greens powder is Life Greens is a really concentrated dose of those plant nutrients. There's over 30 different vegetable types in there and over 20 different types of fruit, all low temperature dried to preserve the nutrient integrity, and then formulated in a tasty powder that you can add to other beverages.
That's awesome. And I always think, if, especially going through this program, if you feel like, gosh, you know, I'm still not getting, you know, two, you know, head-sized servings of vegetables a day, I know you love to recommend that. Mm-hmm. That's a great, almost like a little hack to say, hey, if you feel like you're still not getting enough vegetables in or getting close to what's recommended, at least having that daily can be super helpful. I know for a lot of my clients as well, too. So feeling great, simple program, still doing the same thing. Day 11, bump up the shake. Paul recommends, hey, having it as that PM snack or maybe that before bed snack. I actually really like it before bed too. I like kind of, you know, settling down, sitting on the couch that last hour before bedtime. Just having something, a little treat like that, like you said, I love that recommendation. So let's talk exercise, because I know for a lot of us, maybe we got through week one, maybe we did limited to minimal, or maybe we got a couple sauna sessions in. Sometimes it takes all of our focus just to get the eating right. And maybe this week, with that extra confidence, we're thinking, okay, I'm going to do a little bit more exercise, or at least try to get into a better routine. What would you suggest as, I would say, maybe quantity and how frequent throughout week two, and then maybe even beyond? What should exercise look like for someone that maybe is just getting started, but focus on fat loss, focus on just being healthy in general?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like to encourage people to do something active every day, whether that's just going for a walk. And week two, you're probably more likely to have the energy and the motivation to go for an extra walk here and there throughout your day, versus week one, where you probably want to just sit down and relax and rest.
Right.
But week two, you're more likely to get outside and get extra activity in. It's also the week where you might start increasing your exercise intensity and duration, or the types of your workouts, back to what was more normal before you started detox. So that could mean you're adding back cardiovascular intervals. Maybe you're attending a group fitness class and going at it at the same intensity you would before detox, week one at least. But I would recommend people get something active every day, whether that's some stretching and light walking, to a formal yoga practice or swimming laps or something of that nature. Plan on doing 2 to maybe 3 interval cardio sessions where you're actually challenging yourself physically and kind of taking your own breath away with some cardiovascular work. That's safe to do in week two. Keep the volume of that maybe 20 to 30 minutes tops for the interval chunk of that workout. And plan on doing 2 to 3 resistance training sessions, whether you're doing body weight resistance or actually lifting weights and adding weighted exercise to your program. But you can get back to more normal daily activity and exercise in week two for most people. And I would encourage you to explore your limits a little bit more than you did maybe in week one.
Awesome. And it might be a nice time just to try stuff out. I love that little note you said, because sometimes I always think of everything we offer, not only inside the club, but if you're not a member, outside of our clubs too, all the different things that you can actually get your hands around. It's a great time just to try something different and new to see, hey, do I like this? I'm a big fan of enjoying whatever exercise you choose, not doing something if it makes you miserable, and focusing on things that actually help you love your body and make you feel great. And you guys know in class, I'm a big fan of Pilates. I do that weekly. I've done that weekly for almost 4 or 5 years now. I can't even remember. It's been a long time, but it's something I look forward to, and I actually try to ramp up during detox because I know it's so beneficial and helpful and restorative to my body. So let's navigate a little bit on the other side, because with that confidence, which is great during this week, sometimes it kind of leads us into, hey, I might meet my friends more frequently. Week one, like you said, you might be a little bit more tired, maybe a little bit more resistant, kind of deflecting or holding up resistance against doing anything off the program. You might now be more apt to go hang out with friends and family that are not detoxing. What are some of those social situations that are common, I'd say, for our clients and people going through the program, and kind of those barriers that come up, are the best way to kind of deflect against them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say only make it as big a deal as you want to talk about. So if you're really proud of your detox journey, then I would be very open about it and talk to your friends and social network so that you are detoxing right now, and explain to them kind of what that entails and be open about it. But if you don't really want them to be, pressuring you and asking you all the details of what's going on, and you'd rather just field their compliments, then just keep that a secret and go about your business kind of on a kind of milder, muted way. What I mean by that is, if you're going out for happy hour, maybe that's where you insert your second shake right before that. So you're not going hungry. You're not going low energy to some kind of happy hour situation, and order a, club soda with a lime, that sort of thing, and go to enjoy the conversation, not necessarily the food and beverages that are involved. If you're going to a party or somewhere where food is being served, potluck, that sort of thing, just bring something, plan to bring something, even if it wasn't asked of you, that's detox friendly. Something that you can eat safely on the detox. And if people ask you why you're not eating other things, just say, I'm just seeing how I feel, eating pretty careful right now, and I'm on week two and I'm feeling great. And you can just tell them, in so few words as, I'm just experimenting with myself right now.
That's great. And I always think, especially in those situations too, so what's always great, and I always invite anyone that's in the program, invite a friend to do it with you, because I always think that's so helpful and it's nice to have that extra support. Obviously, anyone tuning into these classes, you have support of me and my team in the coaching world. So as we're emailing you, you have access to ask questions like that and ask, hey, if something like this comes up, what's the best way to steer away from that? And I do think it's important to engage in social, because sometimes when you're doing something like this, maybe it's a progressive program, you might feel like, oh, am I the only one doing it? I always try to lift up that there's always tens of thousands of people in these classes at a time. So I think that is helpful to hear that, hey, I'm not the only one. But gosh, if you can more focus on the environment, the friendships, the conversations versus what you're actually eating or drinking, I always think that's important. And I'm a big fan of just like soda water with lime, because you kind of feel like I like to have something in my hand. I like to conversate. I don't like to feel left out. And that's probably one of my favorite tips for my clients too, is hey, when you're out there, no one has to know and you still feel like you're kind of part of the fun and the party. So I love that. So one other thing that could be happening this week is boredom of the nutrition. So first I want to know, what does Coach Paul eat when he's detoxing? Because I know you detox as often as I do, but what are the things? Do you do the same thing every time? I've heard the recommendation, eat like a dog, eat the same things to make it easy. But what do you do when you get sick of kind of your basic recipes, or what do you do?
I experiment with spices mostly. You know, detoxing to me, it's a time to simplify your dietary choices and get back to kind of the basics of enjoying lots of vegetables, adequate amounts of lean protein and healthy fats. So for me in my household, we do a lot of one pot dishes. So whether that's in the slow cooker, where we'll do some slow cooker chicken with mixed with salsa, like a nice fresh salsa, and then sprinkle that over or spread that over like steamed broccoli or some zucchini noodles or that sort of thing. But we always amplify the flavor with salt, like sea salt, pepper, garlic powder. And I love red pepper flakes, you know, so amplifying flavor with nice spices, but keeping your dish simple is really what gets me through the detox. And then the one pot meals, they're just so easy to cook in batches, and it's simple in the kitchen. It keeps everything clean. So a couple of my favorites are, we'll make a ground turkey hash with onions and zucchini and tomatoes and, gosh, we put sweet potatoes and peppers in there, and we just mash it all together and eat it like a kind of like a casserole, if you will.
Yum.
With plenty of salt and pepper and garlic.
So you kind of keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And I think what's great is our listeners have kind of the 2-week meal plan. If they just want to follow it A to Z, they can just copy it, follow it, stick to that. And I think for most, they want to kind of play around to see, oh, let me see what I like. And then if I find something, I'll maybe batch prep it and have it for lunch every day. So I'm a huge fan. Every time, I always have a stuffed pepper, no matter what, because it's the only time I actually eat them. I always think that's funny. It's like, hey, on my normal routine, I'm never making stuffed peppers. But on detox, I'm going to make that stuffed pepper. So if you haven't tried that, I recommend everyone trying the one on the detox site. It's awesome, and people rave about it all the time. But I like that. Like, hey, if you've been doing, I hope you're not doing plain chicken breast, but whatever, lemon garlic, let's say, change it up, add some new stuff to it to make it still easy and still quality nutrition, but you're just changing the flavor profile. So I love that. So a lot of good content today. So like we said, it's class 2 if you're listening in. This week is literally running the play. So running the same play as last week, there's a little bit less stress going on in your body. You should be feeling better. You should be kind of looking at that light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming. You're feeling great. You definitely want to incorporate more exercise if you haven't started that. So making sure you get your sweat on, if not daily, at least frequently enough throughout this next week. Make sure you're getting plenty of water. And then, of course, navigating those social situations as best you can, but making sure that you are staying social and engaged. So thank you for listening in. Thank you, Coach Paul, for being here today. And of course, you'll be hearing from my team and I in the inbox. So if you have any questions about today's class or other expectations of the week, including bumping up your shakes on day 11, make sure you reach out and we'll get engaged with you.